Yo, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Machine Room Podcast, where Nas and Rachel start with a topic and end up in the deep web of conversation. Now sit back, relax, crank it up, and give it up for your host, Nasdradamics and Hammer of Venus.
Yeah! Welcome to the Machine Room. The Machine Room Podcast. We're here. I'm your host, Nasdradamics, and also with me is your host, Hammer of Venus. Your hostesses. Is that how you say it? Your hostesses.
Do you reject Satan and all his evils? Sure.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Thank you guys for coming here once again. If you're in the chat room, please chat with us. But yeah, it's been one busy week. Last week I worked 6 days straight.
Fuck that.
I had my 2 days off. Well, most of those days I just did the morning, so at least I had that. Had my 2 days off. Unfortunately, the missus came back from Texas beat up, so she wasn't feeling well. I had to take care of her those 2 days.
Where back, did she go?
She went to Texas, Houston, I think, to help.
That's why. Fucking Southern Texas fucking humidity will kill you.
Well, she was very active today. It was a spare and neuter. Don, you know, they were spaying and neutering all these animals. They were cutting animals' balls off.
All day long.
All day.
Every day.
That's what, imagine if they did that to humans.
Oh my god.
Guys, come in here. We're gonna cut your balls off.
Like rapists and shit? They should totally just cut all their junk off.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, I wasn't even thinking of that department, but yes, we should cut off all rapists' balls. Can't do shit. Shout out to Phantom Knight in the chat room. Thank you for being here in the Machine Room.
Nice.
The Machine Room. So yeah. And we're here. Hoping that I'm a good. You were saying that my audio wasn't that great last time. I'm hoping I'm in a better state right now.
Yours was quiet and mine was too loud.
Well, you know, you're a loud person. What can I say? You want to be heard. Yeah. Fuck yeah. You know, that's the thing. I'm like that at work. So when I'm not like that, people know something's up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, Nazario, what's wrong? You're not being so lively. You're so quiet. I'm like, you know, it's just one of them days, man.
I'm what's called a low talker. So I like my mics up loud so people can hear me instead of, what? Huh? What did you say? Huh? I hate that shit.
You like to talk like Steven Seagal. I heard you guys are talking about me. What?
Exactly.
I heard you guys making fun. For those who know.
Exactly.
I actually saw a movie Tuesday.
My movie.
Yeah, Rocio got passes, advanced screening passes to the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
You motherfucker, I want to watch that so bad.
Yep, we got passes to go see that. We got lucky and we were able to get in. It was really good movie. It was fun. It was at the beginning. The projection was a little fucked up at the beginning. There was, like, no sound for, I don't know, a couple minutes. So I don't know what the hell was going on. Just seeing it was like a silent film.
Oh, I saw that picture you took.
Yeah.
It, like, froze or something.
It was froze right there. We're like, all right. And then they brought it back and finally got it working. It was real good. Henry Cavill, Alan Ritchson. I didn't even know he was in that movie. And Alan Ritchson. Alan Ritchson, the guy who plays Reacher.
That guy's supposed to be in talks or something to be the new Batman.
He wants to be Batman. He's campaigning himself to be Batman. Dude,
He would be a dope ass Batman. Like, he has the jawline and shit for it.
He, I, yeah. He's a talented guy. I remember that dude from way back in the Blue Mountain State, I think it was called, that show.
Yeah.
And he played like the idiot quarterback. He was hilarious. So it's really nice to see where where he's at now. He's a very talented guy. And in this movie, this dude steals every screen that he's on. He steals the fucking movie. Like he's really good. The movie had a lot of, it was witty, Like it's based on a true story. Damn, I know damn well it wasn't that like in like exactly how it played out, but it was really, really good. And it was witty, and just the conversations, the dialogues are funny and action packed. And the moments that, they got down and greasy. I felt like Guy Ritchie saw Inglourious Basterds and he was like, I bet.
On God.
Oh, God. You, Tarantino, you think you got that? Mm-mm. Let me show you how you do it for real. It's good. I highly recommend it. I think it comes out, I think it's out now. I think so. If so, go see it. If
I'm gonna see
it
it
comes out next week or
because
whatever. But it's,
I
yeah.
love Guy Ritchie and I love Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill, that's what I went for. I had no idea there was all these other people that were there, but it was good. I think I got spotted by an old friend, but I didn't see her. But I saw this one dude, and I it was funny because when we were there, my wife was all like, oh shit, I think I see a volunteer, and she didn't want to get noticed. And then we're just waiting, and we're like people watching. And I saw this one dude, and I was like, man, he looks familiar. Like in my head, it was like he constantly looks familiar. But I was just like, I guess he just has a face, But when this old friend told me, oh, I think I saw you there, I was like, I didn't see you. Wait a minute. I think I saw your guy. That's what it is. I saw her guy, but not her. And the reason
Right.
I know her guy's face so much is that her Instagram is constantly just her guy. It's showing more than herself. So yeah, that was interesting that we were at the same place at the same time, but it sucked that we didn't see each other. But yeah. Oh, and there was this fucking dude who just wouldn't like he, look, the shit was a little unorganized and blah blah blah, but people are trying to do their best. But this fucking dude was being rude. He'll scream like, we already know what we gotta do. I was like, let's move it along. Like, let's get there in. It's like I wanted to snap at him. When we got into the movie theater, and like I said, the beginning was a little fucked up. This guy was like, there's no sound. Come on, do something. I was like, dude, chill. Like I was sitting like right behind him. It's like, and he's like, you don't tell me what, yeah, like no, you're not telling me what how to chill, blah blah blah. No, you don't tell me when to chill or whatever. And then somebody else had my back. It's like, yeah, we are when you're being a rude fuck. And I was like, yeah, fuck that dude. I'm glad someone had my back because it was about to go one on one. Me and this nerd. I know it was a nerd. It was just.
Them nerds, man.
Yeah. Let me tell you, he shut the fuck up throughout the whole movie. That's for sure. Because he kept saying, oh, I'm a little drunk and blah, blah, and blah, blah. And I'm just like, dude, shut up. Like, he was getting really, really annoying. He was the only dude. I did want to karate kick him.
We did. I had the opposite happen where my friend Sean and I in LA, we were at a movie together, and we're talking like a whole movie. Like, look at this dumbass shit. Look, like watching the movie, and this guy turned around and shushed us. And then he saw how big my friend Sean is. He's like 6'2", 300 pounds. And then he turned around real fast, and Sean got right behind his head, like an inch away from his head. And he was like, turn around. Turn around, say that shit again. Say it again. Say it again.
Why y'all
Then we
being
waited.
assholes, man? You're being assholes. That's fucked up, yo.
And then another time we went to see 300 on opening night. And when he said, this is Sparta, and kicks that guy, Sean kicked the seat in front of him, and the dude like almost fell out.
You guys were assholes. I'm not even. I don't even got your back. You guys were some asshole shit right there. But y'all grew up now, right?
It did. I'm changing a lot and growing up. Like, I realize I haven't been listening to metal and stuff like I used to. Like, I still like it, but it's like I've been like getting older, like 90s and 80s kind of music, because it's more chill.
You're now listening to Beethoven.
I did.
You see? Listening to classical music now.
I love Beethoven.
You're getting all the classics out of the way. I tweeted today, just, you know, because tweets are your thoughts. And I was like, man, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Korn, The Used, these are all, you know, et cetera. These are all like oldies now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These are all oldies. That's crazy. Speaking of oldies, I found an oldies song that now is like one of my favorite tracks, and it's by Christopher Cross. And the only reason is because I saw a TikTok video where this guy interviewed him. No, he interviewed Michael McDonald, I think.
Yeah.
And he's like, you ever see that Rick Moranis skit from SCTV? He was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I remember watching it. I was like, that guy looks familiar. Wait, that's supposed to be me. And then they show the skit, and it's Rick Moranis. He's on SCTV, and that was like the Canadian, you know, fucking SNL. You know, that's where John Candy came from, and him, and Eugene Levy and shit like that, you know?
Yes.
So it's a skit where it's basically making fun of Michael McDonald, because he apparently was like featured in so many songs. So he's just driving off, darting real quick, speeding, gets to the studio, walks into the studio, just walks into the booth and sings this part. It's like, there's a long way to go. And then he comes back out, and then his part comes again. So he just runs back in there and sings his part. Then he comes back out, and he's talking to the guys in the studio. You know, he's signing something and shit. Then his part comes in back in. Then he sings his part once again. And when he's finally done, he's like, all right, thank you. And then he just darts out the studio and gets back in his car and races, because apparently he has to go and get featured in some other track.
Oh, my God.
So that was the skit, and the song was just catchy. And then I started listening to the song, and next thing you know, I have it on repeat for like several days. So I just found a new track by Christopher Cross. That was from 1970-something, probably.
That's what's up.
And all because of Rick Moranis' freaking skit that made me fucking giggle, and now the shit is catchy as shit. So, and it's called The Long Ride. I forgot what it's called. It's gotta be here on my repeats now, because I'm shit, you know? Let's see. It's called Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross.
Nah, it's called Keith and Them Ride Again.
So that's the update on me.
That's what's up.
That is what's up. And you know what else is what's up? This week's Screenshot the News. You guys ain't ready for this. Let me tell ya. Wait, how do we do this, though?
Play the new intro.
Yeah, yeah, but how do we do this? Do we just go to us double and then we go single, or...
Just go single.
Just go single. So I'll just start the first one, and then it goes to you and shit like that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the highlight of the Machine Room podcast. Right here, we like to screenshot news articles and then discuss them as thoroughly as we can. Just to let you know, we do not usually read the articles. We just read the headlines and then go from there. If you want to go deeper into this, please use Google. Do your research. We ain't got to hold your hand in everything. Anyways, let's screenshot the news.
Screenshot the news.
Hi, I'm Nastrodamus. On the first screenshot the news. On the first screenshot the news. End of an era for Xbox 360. the Xbox 360 digital store permanently shutting down in July 2024.
You know what that means? What? You gotta buy your Left 4 Dead 2 and the fucking DLCs before that shit ends.
That's true. Matter of fact, I told you, right, that Bad for Blood is leaving the Game Pass?
Yep.
Yep, so you gotta get your hands on that. I don't know. Yeah, World War Z. Actually, I saw World War Z is like cheap. Physical copy is cheap on Walmart right now or some shit like that.
Oh, cool.
So, but I don't know if I want to get it physical. I think I already have it digital, so. Did I buy it? No, I just got a Game Pass, right? I think I just got a Game Pass, most likely. Anyway.
What is this, the DXtreme pet in chat?
Mid for Blood? No. What did he put? Student walk out of Utah middle school to pro furries?
Fucking furries.
Who the fuck is this reporter on my screen? The furries ain't nothing. All right.
Who the fuck is he?
So, Xbox 360 going out. I mean, I don't know anybody who's... I didn't even know this fucking... The digital store was still there, to tell you the truth. As long as I still have what I have and can play them when I get my Xbox 360 plugged up and connected to the internet, then we good. Other than that, I'm not buying shit off of the Xbox 360, so... Fuck it.
I just want Left 4 Dead and all the stuff. That way I don't have to put the disc in because I'm that lazy.
I don't think they have it like that in the 360, though.
Right? Where you can just do digital?
Yeah, I don't think they did digital 360 like that. I think it was just the store itself, not games themselves.
You could buy the games and not have to use the disc.
On 360, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did I have a lot of games that didn't have disc too?
I don't know about that.
I'll show you.
I think the Xbox One was like the first system, and then, you know, but I don't remember. All I remember in 360 getting digital was anything from like the indie games, you know, those Xbox Live games, not like big games and shit. I don't remember that at all. But
I remember.
You remember?
I remember. 360 was my baby. That was my first Xbox. It was a birthday and Christmas gift combined in one.
The 360 was legit.
But there was like a million accessories. Like I got like the little keyboard for the controller and the charging cord and the rechargeable batteries and the 360 remote for the TV. Oh, all white.
The sex box.
The sex box.
The sex box 360. It's fun because the Xbox, you could name them. So yeah. I do that. My Series X is called the Mother Box. And then the white digital one is called Saba because, you know, it's white. And
yeah.
I'm thinking about Power Rangers and shit. I would admit I did the towel trick to reset my Red Wing. Not Red Ring. Red Wing. I never got the Red Ring.
I never did either. You see, I got mine later, like you're supposed to, but after they fixed it.
You see, we took care of our shit. That's just how it is.
I could plug it in right now and play.
Yep. I mean, mine has a disc problem, like the disc tray gets stuck, but I also have another one that I got from LP, and that one works just fine. So there you go.
Frankenstein that shit.
Frankenstein it. Next,
DXtreme says you guys need new names for this segment, like Chad Chatterton and Lexi Leatherman. I like
call
it.
Ourselves. It's just us. We're here. Hammer Venus with the CNN news.
Tennessee legislation is passing a bill banning marriages between first cousins.
What?
A, a bill prohibiting marriage between first cousins is headed to Tennessee governor's desk after the state house voted overwhelmingly to pass the measure on Thursday. They're so against trans people and stuff, but they have cousins getting married. No, we're stopping that shit.
I'm appalled that there needs to be a bill for this.
There has to be legislation of like, dude, don't fuck your cousin.
And it's crazy because I just heard like you ever heard the therapy gecko?
No.
You ever heard of him? Therapy Gecko. He's like, he streams this, but it's also like a podcast, so you can listen to it on Spotify. And he just has people call in and, you know, talk to him about any issues. And he says, like, I'm not a licensed therapist, but, you know, I'm here to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. This week's...
Is he on YouTube?
He probably is on YouTube, too.
I think I've seen that guy.
Yeah, he just dresses up in a gecko thing. He's just there, and it's all green screen, and he just, like, you know, he's just talking.
Yeah.
Some guy called in and said, yeah, like, my first time was with my cousin. And he's like, you're not fucking with me, right? Because some people just come in here and just fucking with me and shit like this. You're being serious. I'm like, yeah, I'm being serious. Like, my first time was with my cousin. And this is how it happened. And it fucked me up. And, like, I had to go to another state because it was just weird, whatever. And it was, like, a second cousin, you know? Oh. And so I was like, you know, at least... It was like a second or third cousin and not like a cousin, you know. But yeah, it's a thing, guys. People are out there fucking their second cousin at least or some shit. I don't know, but.
There's this girl that I used to fuck around with back in the day. And we connected, you know, a couple years ago after getting back on Facebook. And I saw her friends. She's friends of one of my cousins. And I was like, how do you know so-and-so? And she goes, no way. You know, because I said, how do you know my cousin? And she goes, no way. And I was like, what? She goes, she's my cousin too. And we were like, oh, fuck. And she was, but it was like just by marriage only. And we're like, okay, thank God.
You know, at the end of the day, doesn't matter, has sex. I'm just saying. Oh, fuck it. Yay.
If you're at a family reunion and you have exes there, you gotta go home.
Wait, hold on. Oh, we're related?
Girl, who your mama? That's my mama. That's my auntie.
I mean, according to Genghis Khan, we're all related.
Yeah.
You know, he was fucking. Genghis was fucking.
Who had more kids, Genghis Khan or George Clinton?
Right now, Nick Cannon is trying to take the cake.
He's trying to take George Clinton's title.
The future is going to, they're all going to be related because of Nick Cannon.
It's going to be Nick Cannon, George Clinton, and ODB.
He's trying to be the top three. Genghis dropping down the line, man. People in the hood making babies like crazy.
Oh my God.
It's becoming a race. They're having a race and shit. How many kids, how many baby mamas you got? 5? Motherfucker, I got about 20. Step your game up, bitch ass motherfucker.
Yes.
I ain't paid none of them motherfuckers, too.
Who knows how many kids Peter Weller could have made on the set of RoboCop because he was smashing in his trailer.
With the Robo Dick. Mount Rushmore of dick.
Yes. Next.
Peter Wetters. Alright, what do we got here? Oh shit, comicbook.com announced the movie about the life of beloved Saturday Night Live star is shaping up. Chris Farley biopic to star Paul Walter Hauser and Josh Gad to direct again. Who the fuck is Josh Gad? I know we looked it up. We saw that he came like out of theater, but it's just the fact that this motherfucker came out of nowhere and he just blew up in Hollywood.
He was just in everything. I'm like, who are you? You're not even that funny. Like, chill out.
And now he's going to direct a movie about Chris Farley?
Nah.
And does that guy even look like Chris Farley? You gotta do a lot. Chris Farley has a brother.
He does, and he looks just like him.
Just get him, de-age him, bam, Chris Farley movie.
There you go.
I'm one over. I'll be there. Week one. I can't say day one anymore because that's impossible. Week one, maybe, but not day one.
Scroll, zoom in to Chris Farley's face.
Like this?
Tommy likey. Tommy want winky.
Oh, shit. I live in a van down by the river. Or my favorite Chris Farley is fat guy in a little coat. That's what I do every time I wear something tight.
That's my shit.
Oh, but look.
Like, are you watching Spanx Revision? When you're laying in bed and he's like, who's your favorite little rascal? Was it Alfalfa or was it Spanky? Sinner.
You don't look, I mean, I guess if you do some magic, I guess you'll look like him. Or they just found like the biggest guy and they're like, all right, he could be Chris Farley. Fuck it.
Make Chris Farley faces and shut up.
And at this point, couldn't you just use deepfake and anybody could play him?
Yeah.
You know? Why not just use deepfake? All right, we got Al Pacino's here and he's gonna play fucking Geraldo. We'll just deepfake Geraldo's face on Al Pacino.
Yes.
Oh, we're at Capone's vault. There's something inside. Hoorah! You know? I would have watched that.
Totally. What was that one puppet video? It was like Al Pacino and Sean Connery on a road trip.
I don't know. I remember Al Pacino and Robert De Niro at a fucking like Baskin Robbins on Mad TV. And Pacino's like, oh, so many choices. And of course, Will Sasso being De Niro is like, yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, Frank Caliendo doing Al Pacino. Those guys were always knocking it out the park. All right. All you.
This is from Kotaku.
Yes, you got it.
Kotaku. Discord is taking out Nintendo Switch emulator developers and servers. No emulator is safe when you've got Mario's big old eyes on you.
Yeah, they're really cracking hard on these emulators, and people are like defending it. Go like, look, we're not trying to bootleg games. We're trying to restore very old games. You know, if you make them accessible, then we wouldn't have to be emulating you, motherfuckers.
I've been saying for years, if they make each game like $1, like 99 cents, the old Nintendo games, as an app or game on your phone, they'd make like $1 billion doing that. But they did. There is an emulator that's like, actually, I don't want to say licensed, but they have permission from Nintendo, and it has Nintendo games on it, and it was released today on the Apple Store.
Oh, well, there you go. I do remember they did like a Mario one on the phone for a bit and shit like that. I know Sega was going at it too, putting like Sonic and other shit, Streets of Rage and whatnot on the phone. Because, you know, mobile is where it's at, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to play Master Blaster from Nintendo on my phone.
Shit, nah, they need to do a new Master Blaster 2024. You see how cool that shit sound?
Yes.
See how cool that shit sound? But you got to do math.
Yes.
I'll fail. I'll be like, what? Fuck this game.
Depending on how this new Mike Tyson fight's gonna go, it could like rewrite Mike Tyson's punch out.
You're not gonna be Little Mac no more. You're gonna be Little Jake.
Boo, boo,
Little Jake Paul and shit.
Yep.
Oh my god. Master Beater Math Edition. That's what's
Why
up.
Math?
That's what's up. Hold on, I want to try something here, because I knew I could probably do this. What's this right here? There. What if I put this right over here? Will this show up here? I don't know. Someone has to type in the chat for it to work. Put something in the chat real quick.
Me?
Anybody. You, them, hell, even me. Even me. Hey, it popped up right there. You see? Now it's on the screen. On my screen. There you go.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it's happened yet over here.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty slow.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Oh, I see. That's rad. Yeah, leave it like that.
Alright, cool. Oh shit. Now it just fucking D Extreme just done fucked up everything and took up the whole damn screen. You fucking up the news, dog. What is this?
That's the same thing from before.
I'll have that. Why are we going to war?
Because
I like that t-shirt right there.
They won't make a Nintendo app.
I guess so.
I love the fucking bulletproof vest.
Yeah, I want the bulletproof vest MRP. Hell yeah.
That's what's that.
I don't wear glasses though, but I could check it out. Hold on. Just for the screenshot of the news.
I'm
gonna be legit. We're gonna be legit here. Haha.
Bitch, you ain't no nerd.
All right.
Oh, wow. That looks good on you.
We're gonna. Well, I feel like it's a little bit like bent.
They're always bent.
It's just me? Anyways. Screenshotting news. Oh, wait. This was you, right? So I'm next.
Yeah.
We're already here. It might be a good time to reset your passwords if you're a Roku user. Roku hack results in over 500,000 accounts compromised.
But doing, I'm not one.
Doing what?
What?
Doing what? Like, what can you get out of my Roku account?
Your credit card numbers, your address, your phone numbers, email.
Isn't that all, like, installed to the specific apps that I'm using?
But the information for the server is going to be on their servers, too. That's how they do the handshake. Like, you come to this website? Yeah. You got a password? Yeah. Okay, you cool.
Yeah, they didn't get shit out of me, man. It's, what are they going to do?
But if you're on Roku, watch that Weird Al movie.
Watch the Weird Al movie on Roku before your account gets compromised and they take your fucking...
Before they clone your credit cards and steal all your money.
And
I've had that happen 3 times.
To you?
To me.
See, they're going after the wrong people. You're going after the wrong people, guys. You got to go after the big names. People actually have money that you could go. There's a limit to us. Like, you could get stuff and use our credit cards, and then after that, it's like, oh, shit. Well, got to move on to the next one. But if you fucking hack Bill Gates and Elon Musk and any of these other 1%ers in the world, then you have a fucking abundance of money.
Yeah, don't take my rent money, dude.
For real.
If I get evicted because of you, I'm coming after your fucking ass.
We gonna fuck you up.
I'll walk. I don't give a fuck.
And I'll fucking not walk. Drive. Fuck wrong with you. Too old to be walk. I mean, nothing is 100% safe, but at least it helps. All the websites still don't use it. What are we talking about here? 2FA should be the standard. What's 2FA?
That's two-factor authentication.
Okay, nerds. Fucking nerds. What the?
Isn't that the audience that we're placating to?
Yeah, fucking nerds. We're gonna get
sitting there with your calculator and your good grades, motherfucker.
Fucking 2.0 and above.
You Dean's List having ass motherfucker.
Fucking virgins.
You acne having a 13 ass motherfucker.
Fucking flooding walking ass. Should be moonwalking.
Big thick ass Coke bottle glasses having ass motherfucker.
Fucking Pokemon book bag wearing. Know all your Pokemon bitch ass.
Harry Potter fucking wizard stick having ass motherfucker.
Okay, this is just becoming the longest process. Broly Fist is like, hey, I fucked with my pocket protector on. And that's why you the shit. Revenge of the Nerds type. What a Vader mask is what you should do. Rachel, what's this?
This is from comicbook.com. Virada Sethu will join Nukuti. Kudigawa and Millie Gibson on Doctor Who season 2. So we have a new doctor.
I'm glad you took over that one. I didn't get to butcher those names.
I looked at that name and was like, oh my god.
the new Doctor Who season is like, let's just have all these different races. And they have a black doctor, but man, the names are hard to say, boy.
Hey, did you hear who's the new doctor? Who? I can't say his name.
It's this dude. Just pull out a picture.
Yeah.
It's like, Virada Sethu? Is the N even silent, or is the C silent? Nuti Gatwa? The only person with the normal name is that Millie Gibson. And I'm pretty sure Millie Gibson is the white girl right here.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure Millie Gibson is white girl.
Frecker ass, Prada happen ass bitch.
Okay, but the doctor is pulling some fucking...
He's slaying it.
Yeah. He's getting some...
slaying it.
That's the thing with the doctor. The doctor don't get no ugly bitches. No. The doctor makes
sure. What do you think they do inside that big ass TARDIS?
You know, that's why you got all that room for that big ass doctor dick you got. I haven't caught up with Doctor Who in forever, so I'm nowhere near this season that's happening, but I'll get there one day.
You know what? I've never seen one episode.
I know. It's okay.
I'm like a Battlestar Galactica nerd. I never got into Doctor Who.
Hey, you know, I gave it a shot one day and I'm like, fuck. And then I was just glued ever since. Because once you get it and it's just, you can't stop. And it's fucking great. And then you have your favorite doctor. I hope when I get to this guy, he's good. Because, I mean, no one's been bad. Yeah. You have your favorite. I haven't seen Homegirl though, so yeah, I'm way behind.
I heard she did good, but like, this guy's gonna bring some soul to that role. They're gonna be eating chitlins and shit.
If this motherfucker don't come in with some soul, he better be like Shaft.
Damn.
He better
right.
be like Doctor Who Shaft. He better pop up and just be like, fuck y'all dialects doing. But he's not. I already know he's not, because I've seen him do his thing a little bit. So yeah, he doesn't, he's not like that. He should be.
And remember, our humor is racial. It's not racist. Read a book.
He should, his fucking sonic screwdriver should be a gun. All right, let's move on.
Why the fuck I get a gun? Because I'm black.
Broly Fist bringing up sliders. Don't bring up sliders. What we told you. Do not bring up sliders in this motherfucker.
Especially that last season.
You just don't fucking understand how mad I am from sliders, dog. They like, at the end, the dude went through a portal and he said, you don't even know if this is going to be the home or not, but it might be. And you don't, you, you're living the rest of your fucking life not knowing if he made it or not. And
Remember the episode where you did go home? He's like, if this gate squeaks, I know this is my house.
And bruh! Oh,
nothing happened. And they're like, no, I was saying that. Let's bounce. And then his mom comes out, the repairman, and she's like, thank you so much for fixing that squeaky fence. I was like, fuck this show.
And that was what, the first season?
Like first or second season.
That pissed me off. God. That definitely did piss me off. You know what else is pissing me off?
He's first time chatter.
Oh my god. Not just that. Like, this shit is starting to fuck with me. Alright, let's move on before this shit really gets really bad. Alright.
What, your glasses?
No, the program. It was starting not to fucking start switching between screens. In a recent interview with Variety, AMC's CCO Elizabeth Frank claims the theater chain would have never made the Dune Part 2 popcorn bucket if it knew it would become a viral meme. Did you not see it when you made it?
Why would you make something that looks fuckable and then get mad when people want to fuck it? Put that on my tombstone.
It's so dumb. Like, I wouldn't even want it. But hey, they shouldn't be mad because a viral meme makes it, people wanted it because it's just funny. So but why
check
not?
Check it out. Like, you got your popcorn in there with all your gooey butter and shit, and you stick your hand, and then the little feelers clean your hand.
There you go. You go.
Genius. And then somebody will, never mind, I'm not going there.
You know, it would have been smarter. This thing would have been more useful if it was in Saw, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like that part when you have to put it in and it's the fucking, it cuts you, you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of bucket is like, oh, I get it. Oh, look, I'm getting cut. Oh, you know, like, but instead of, like, let me put my hand in the fucking sandworm.
Yep.
And now let me put my dick in it and see how that feels.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? They did it. Just when Dune Messiah happens, step your game up and make something a little bit less sexual.
Word.
Next. Oh, shit. What's this?
Again, from comicbooks.com. Reginald the Vampire returns for season 2. New trailers on Sci-Fi Channel. Sink your teeth into the new look at the upcoming season of the sci-fi series. This is that show where the best friend from the new Spider-Man movies.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see this so bad. And I heard it was really good.
Okay, because I was lost. I was like, fuck is Reginald the Vampire? But now I know. I know what you're talking about. Homeboy is in this show. Yes.
What was his name? Like, Niederlander?
Ned? Wasn't just Ned?
Ned, yeah.
Some shit. I don't know. But
ask Google. Oh, wait, you don't have that.
What? What are you talking about? I got... Hey, Siri.
Who's that bitch?
What's the name of Peter Parker's friend in Spider-Man Far From Home?
Jacob Batalon is Ned Leeds, Parker's best friend.
Leeds.
His last name is confirmed on screen in No Way Home. This answer is from Wikipedia.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what's up. That's pretty cool.
That's the first time I used it. And we got it here live in the Machine Room podcast. I never fuck with that bitch. Every time she comes up, I was like, I ain't talking to you.
Stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you. I don't give a fuck.
Come on, switch over.
I love that movie.
Switch over to me. Why is this happening? Because I keep switching back and forth? Is that why it's happening?
Why you do this?
It's just on you right now. Fuck it. Do the next one. Just on you.
Rest Armor sentenced to 18 months in prison with Alec Baldwin trial set for July. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer for Alec Baldwin movie Rest, was sentenced today to 18 months in prison in the trial surrounding the fatal 2021 on-set shooting of cinematographer, oh shit, Helena Hutchins.
You reminded me of freaking Krusty the Clown in The Simpsons when he was like, and it's Mexican superstar. And that, this name is not even as hard to say in that fucking chick's name.
That shit was like an inner monologue thing that just came out.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, this lady fucked up. So she brought live ammunition on a movie set. And all the people that worked on the movie were like, there's no reason she should have had live ammo. And when they asked her about it, she was like, oh, we were target practicing for fun. Like, bitch, that's not your job.
Okay, now I get it. Because it said armorer, and I'm thinking like the armor on the body. I was like, why is she getting in trouble? Were people supposed to wear
armor,
the gun, the bullets, mm-hmm. that armor. Isn't it more M-O-O? This thing escalated quickly. I get it. Someone got shot, and I believe it was an accident. It happened before. It shouldn't happen. But they're really going hard on Alec Baldwin to the point where it's starting to feel like, was this a fucking pre-planned murder or something?
Bro, like, it was an accident. Like, on The Crow, Alec Baldwin wasn't like, when I go to work today, I'm gonna shoot that bitch.
She pissed him off sometime, and he's like, ooh, girl, I'm gonna accidentally shoot the shit out of you.
They weren't even filming at that point. Like, he was basically just fucking around and thought it had blanks and shot it, and it just hit her and the director.
He just fucking aimed at her?
I don't think he aimed at her on purpose.
Guns are bad, okay?
Okay.
Okay, guns are bad, okay. Hold on, I'm trying to get it over there to us. At least 18 months. Hopefully she's getting
that. That ain't shit. That's prison. That's 18 months in prison. She's gonna come out with gang tats and shit, mm-hmm. her hair and cornrows.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna be somebody's bitch.
Go get some jelly and some syrup.
Now! Fucking get it now.
Fuck you up.
You guys can still hear me, right? Because I can't, like, my bar is barely moving, so I don't know if people are hearing me because my computer is acting stupid right now. All right, I finally got it on me, so let me do the next one. Oh, shit! Good one for me.
That's you!
The Matrix star is set to play Sonic's dark side rival in Paramount's live-action universe. Keanu Reeves is voicing Shadow the Hedgehog, and I am so fucking hyped.
You fucking texted me that shit when I was sleeping, and I woke right up like, huh?
you gotta lose. Like, this movie was not crazy enough. This just, and then Idris Elba keeps saying like, we're not ready. Like, it's gonna be on some epic level shit. I'm so hyped for this right now. Like, this is like my movie of the year. And all it took was them to say, like, Keanu Reeves is playing Shadow the Hedgehog. I'm like, word.
I love that that meme you sent me where it's like John Wick, and he's like, yeah, I'm thinking I'm Shadow in the Sonic Hedgehog. Yeah.
It fits. And apparently, like, they've been playing, because there's a clip in the first Sonic movie. Sonic is watching, he's looking through someone's window, and they're watching Speed, and he was like, Keanu Reeves, you national treasure. So I think these guys have been like, they've been eyeing this dude. We got to get him in here somewhere, somehow. And they probably were waiting for this, or like, this is it. That's the one. Let's do it. How you think they pitch it to him? Hey, you want to be in the next Sonic movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be Sonic. Who am I voicing? Shadow. All right. And then he does his laugh. You know, he laughs like a little, like a Japanese schoolgirl.
He does.
Yeah, I was voicing.
I love his big, like, movie producer glasses.
Yeah. That's what he looks like now. I think he got injured recently, though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I heard he got injured on the set of whatever he's working on right now, so.
Speedy, I think I did hear about that.
Speedy recovery to this. But yeah, this is big news, and we're all excited. We can't wait. When that happens, you'll hear more from us around that time, guys. Especially, you know, I'm going to see it like week one, so.
I'm going to watch all three in a row.
Hell yeah, that's how you got to do it. All right, Hammer Venus, take it away.
No, it's One Punch.
One Punch.
One Punch Man movie to be rewritten with Rick and Morty's Dan Harmon. That's what's up. We already knew One Punch Man was getting a movie, but now comes the news that it's being rewritten with the help of Community and Rick and Morty creator Dan Harmon.
Oh, shit. What the fuck just happened?
That ain't it.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. What happened? I gotta find it.
There it is. That's what's
up. But that's not the one that got like kicked out of the show, right?
No, that's the other guy. Dan Harmon, like, is one of the creators and writers. He does voices on it too, and then he was like, "I'm out. I'm gonna leave." Just left.
But. I mean, I guess it's fitting because One Punch Man is just a big comedy satire on superheroes.
Yeah.
So I guess it's good. But I hope it still has the help of, or it still has like the creator with him.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just him taking it and be like, all right, I'm going to do this. This is my take on it. Like, it's still, he gets like input from the creator, and they're both working together to do it. That's how it should be, in my opinion.
Exactly.
You haven't seen this. It's fuck, what's his name, man? I already forgot. God damn it. It's this guy, he does digital artwork, and he worked for, his pieces have been, like, he's done designs for, like, the MCU, so their posters and big, like, IMAX screenies and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
I forgot his name. I followed him forever. Anyways, he made one where he had Jason Statham as One Punch Man.
Oh, shit. Do you know who I am?
That was me.
No. Well, I'm One Punch Man.
You know what I'm saying?
And I fought a fucking Megalodon. Yeah.
Twice.
Took it down. That's the best. That was the closest Statham I ever done in my life. I'm amazed how almost close I got. Why is Rest in Peace Doctor Who trending?
What?
It's like, that's what I'm going to put into the, it's this excerpt from Entertainment Weekly.
Ow.
And it says, ow, from him quoting, he said, you know, this guy, Nikuti Gatwa, whatever his name is. And I quote, that's what I'm going to put into the universe. I need the doctor to have a big, fierce dance routine that, like, destroys a monster with twerking or maybe some death drops, and that's what will drop the monster. And I guess everybody's like, well, they just killed Doctor Who.
Damn. We're just talking about that.
This guy's like, oh God, it won't stop. Leftism destroys everything it touches. Progressive finds something good, kill it, skin and carcasses, and the man you love them for it. Our culture is dying a death by a million cuts. Doctor Who is dead, and this is corpse abuse.
Damn.
Yeah, a lot of people are... I already knew that a lot of people wouldn't like this new doctor because they're going to be like, oh, it's being woke and blah, 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 and they're just trying to appease everyone. And then they're also saying, like, this new Doctor Who is going to be on Disney Plus, so it's technically a Disney Doctor Who, I guess.
He's a Disney princess.
There you go. We just solved everything. Y'all, people are being too, you know.
It's going to be like Cinderella and Snow White and all that shit, mm-hmm. and then Doctor Who.
And then it'd be like, I was there. I remember when I got in here because I was trying to look for the artist, but whatever. I can't find it. Next, right? Me? Oh, fuck. Can it go to me? Can it fucking go to me? Go to me. Go to me.
Go to you.
Go to me.
I
go
did
me.
Like two in a row.
Go to me. Go to me. Go to me. Go to me. Go on. Go to me. God damn it. It won't go to me. What's it? They don't want a chocolate doctor. Horella Pocahontas? The lady in the hoop? What are you talking about, Broly?
Is he like making up Pootie Tang words?
I guess, but this shit would not fucking go to me. This shit would not fucking go to me. Why is this happening? Why is this happening?
Because it's the Machine Room Podcast, and we have technical difficulties every day.
All the time.
All the time.
Your boy needs to go to Micro Center or update his computer. Oh, you said
Disney. You didn't say you were going to get a Mac.
No, never. You know, iPhone, that's the limit. Macs, I fucking hate Macs. I can't understand them.
They're not like user friendly. Like, and people say, oh, they just work. If they just worked, they wouldn't have tech support that's constantly busy. Anyways,
Broly Fist said he hated repairing Macs.
I did too. I was actually helping somebody with a Mac today, and I'm like, fuck, I hate them.
You didn't even try to work on it. You just saw it was a, like, I need help with a computer. It's like, sure. And then they pulled out the Mac, and you're just like, fuck.
Have you tried turning it off and on again? No, I tried to help, because usually with Macs and the laptops and shit, it's usually memory issues. If you reset the memory, usually it fixes everything. If it doesn't, you're basically going to have to reinstall it and lose all your shit.
Well, maybe a Mac wouldn't be fucking up on me right now.
I got this. Just Deadpool and Wolverine is not Deadpool 3, according to director.
So it's but like, it is.
It's like it is, but it's not. But it is.
But it is.
Or did I?
I mean,
nah, I did. Well, maybe I did.
His eyes.
So yeah, I'm gonna watch it regardless. I mean, if that's true, though, then they better give us like a true Deadpool 3 with the Juggernaut bitch back.
No, but it is 3. They're just, I don't know what they're trying to say here. It's 3, but it's not called Deadpool 3. It's called Deadpool and Wolverine. It's
becoming so big with all the fucking, you know, the leaked appearances that are going to be in it and shit. They're like, we should just call it something else.
I would not be happy until they make like Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I think this is. Because they even had a movie set that I saw that was from that comic.
It does kind of feel like that, yes. Now that you mention it.
And they keep saying, like, oh, this movie is going to fix everything.
Yeah? Like Days of Future Past was supposed to fix the X-Men? Wait, that was.
We don't talk about that.
That was Fox, though. That's, you know, that was, this is,
yeah.
This is the actual fucking Marvel.
Oh, and we're going to cut out every scene that Rogue is in.
Those motherfuckers. The Rogue cut was so much better. Idiots. It made more sense.
Why y'all do my girl like that?
I know, man. They did her bogus. They did a lot of people bogus in that fucking shit. But X2 is the shit, though. Those are my favorite. It's X2 and Days of Future Past.
And mine is the first one.
Logan.
The original. And I'd probably say Days of Future Past, but the Rogue Cut.
Yeah, the Rogue Cut, Days of Future Past. Logan, X2. Those are all like the best. And then I guess you throw the Deadpools in there. I mean, you know, technically.
Still the best line in X-Men is when Rogue is like, do they hurt when they come out? And he goes, every time.
And then I'm like, you know, like it finally makes sense. Like, oh, that's why he screams. You know?
Fuck that hurt.
All right, finally I could do some news here. It's on the screen's on me. Star Wars Outlaws Jabba the Hutt mission locked behind season pass. Ubisoft has already come under fire for single player game Star Wars Outlaws having a season pass, but fans are expressing frustration once again upon noticing its highly anticipated Jabba the Hutt mission is locked behind it.
This is what they marketed to everybody, like, yo, it's this open world and you can fight Jabba the Hutt and all this shit. People are like, yeah, I'm gonna pre-order that bitch. And then they're like, wait, but you have to buy the version that's $110.
Mm-hmm. Shocking. Breaking news. Ubisoft game comes with shit ton of DLCs. There's nothing new. Why are you guys surprised?
I'm not.
And it's not even Ubisoft. It's just like every other game is like this. You know, the only thing is not... That's why like I think shit like Helldivers 2 is successful, because it's not locked down behind DLCs. It's just, hey, get in this game. Yeah, sure, you can pay for this to get this stuff, but just fucking play the game and it progresses and you progress with it. That's it.
You know what that shit reminds me of? Back in the day when you bought shareware games for computer and you're playing and it just goes, now buy the complete version. And you're like, whoa, wait. There's not any more?
You think that's what someone did? Like, someone played one of those games and they were like, hey, let's do that with these games now.
Exactly. It's the same thing. And apparently from, like, the Duke Nukem documentary, it was 3D Realms, like, idea to do that.
3D Realms always... What the fuck just happened? I almost ended the damn show.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't mean to do that. What the fuck? Oh, this is all you right here. Unless you want me to do it since I've been... Nope, you're stuck on you. You gotta do this.
Alright. Marvel teases Peter Parker's transformation into the Spider-Goblin. From comicbook.com, Marvel could be putting Spider-Man through a big change. I read about this. This is like kind of like what they did with Doc Ock and Spider-Man, like combining... And then, like, Peter Parker living in his subconscious. It's supposed to be something like that, but with the Green Goblin.
But why?
It looks dope, though.
Maybe a what if. What if the Hobgoblin is Spider-Man?
That would be cool.
You know, but Spider-Goblin. I guess, whatever. You know, let's just do whatever at this point. You know, you heard there's gonna be the Avengers versus aliens, right?
No.
Yeah, they announced that they're gonna do aliens versus Avengers or Avengers versus aliens. So there you go.
I want that.
That's a crossover that's gonna happen.
That's what's up.
Not the crossover that we wanted, but the crossover we need.
They should do the What If comic when the Hulk killed Wolverine.
Yes.
Kitty.
This is... Wait. The DXtreme said is me and Rosie watching Sonic 3. And apparently this theater lets you bring cats.
And hedgehogs.
And hedgehogs. Who's this motherfucker with us? Who the fuck is this?
That's Keith.
Why is he there?
Because Keith and them show up wherever they want.
I got a black Sonic.
That's cute. All
right, I love my girl, but she ain't packing like this, dog. This is inaccurate.
Why you gotta put her out like that?
Also, why am I wearing headphones at the theater? Oh, dope. That would be dope, though. Imagine if, like, you go to a theater and you just, like, plug in your own headphones and you just get the full experience right there.
Well, theaters that have accessibility for deaf people have stuff like that.
Nice. I know we
But you have to sit in, like, a specific seat.
We use the subtitles for her.
Yeah.
Yes, but sometimes they don't connect, motherfuckers, so fix your shit, guys.
Because they can't hear.
Oh my god, it still won't get to me. It's like it doesn't want to fucking, like, it should fucking just jump to me.
Now you're just trying to break me in because this is my first time doing this shit.
And it's not me. It's not me. Trust me.
Next. What is this? Oh, shit. This happened the other day. GTA 6 publisher cancels $140 million in new projects and lay off hundreds. This is from Kotaku again. Take-Two is the latest big game publisher to can developers. It is not a good day to be a developer.
For real.
Unless you're that one guy that gets saved. But you better not fuck up. Get your shit straight. I feel bad for them because, like, games are so complex now. They need all these people, and they're like, yo, let's save money and fire everybody.
It's like, this is a big game. Why are they doing this?
Like, the gaming systems that this game is going to be on haven't been invented yet. Like, that's how advanced this game is supposed to be. And they're like, yeah, let's just lay off a shitload of people.
It's going to be on the PlayStation 6 and the Xbox, whatever the fuck they're going to call it next.
It's going to be called Xbox, LMNOP. 5,000.
The Xbox, what the fuck? Okay, now you guys in the chat have to tell me that you could still hear us because now I don't even see, like, the bar moving for sound here. This whole thing is fucking... Your new screenshot, the news layout, has just made my computer go crazy.
It's not even that heavy. Like, at the frame and the thing and that thing and... The other thing. I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's not the first time that this shit happened to me, though. You remember.
I remember.
You remember. But no one's telling us if they could hear us or not, so I'm, like, freaking out right now. Welcome to the machine room where I'm freaking out, having anxiety about whether I'm being heard or not.
He's going crazy.
Like, are we even live? I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you. That took
forever. Scooby!
Ever.
Scooby's here.
Took forever. Great. Scooby's here when my computer fucks up and he's going to say that it's me fucking it up.
Exactly. That's why Scooby comes in here, is to fuck with you.
He probably is the one fucking this up. It would not switch. It would not switch. This became your podcast now.
Okay.
He just took over.
I'm gonna do the guard thing where he just freezes up.
That when I heard our podcast last week, and of course I don't know what you're saying because I went to go poop, and I hear that, it's like I feel like Garth and Wayne's World, and I just played it in my head and I was cracking up. He was like, whoa.
Oh Welcome to the Machine Room Podcast.
You should also do like Anchor. No, not Anchorman. Talladega Nights is like, what I do with my hands.
Oh. That's my shit. Next.
This is not fucking switching. Oh my god, this shit.
This is what's fucking up. From IGN, Old Boy TV series in the works with director Park Chan-wook. Lionsgate is working with legendary Korean filmmaker Park Chan-wook to create a series adaptation of Seymour.
Of Old Boy. Just Old Boy. Why?
You know how fucked up this movie is?
It is, and it's like it's a classic, it's a staple already, and I get it. But the whole point of this movie is the twist at the end.
Yeah.
We already know the twist, so why are we watching a series about it? Is it gonna go to... I mean, we already know why he got captured, so are we gonna be like, we're gonna see that happen? And then him being captured, and then the time skip to him coming out, and then it's gonna be a longer series of revenge until the final, you know, finale? And are we gonna get something else after he finds out the twist?
Yes.
Is it just gonna get crazier? Like, I don't know.
He's gonna bang his brother instead.
I don't know. But hey, you know, they did Snowpiercer, and apparently that's been like the shit as a TV series.
I heard it's really good.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe Old Boy would be good.
Let's see. I'm going to watch it regardless.
I still haven't seen the Spike Lee remake.
I refuse to.
Yeah, so I don't know. And I'm still not coming up on the screen. So, what if I click this other one? Oh, so... if I just put me, I show up. But the NAS News, they won't let me go to NAS News.
That's fucking weird.
It is fucking weird. But I could just go NAS Solo. So I guess NAS Solo is going to do the next one. You guys ain't going to see nothing, but whatever. Brad Dourif is retired from acting except for his work as Chucky. Of course, because he's Chucky till the day he dies.
To the death of me, bitch.
There's no one else is going to be Chucky but this guy. Oh.
Who the fuck else could do Chucky? No, like, one. He is Chucky.
They gotta find a guy who imitates his voice to be able to do Chucky. Because if not, or you just get Mark Hamill to fucking come back.
No. We don't talk about that movie.
It wasn't that bad. It was its own kind of take on the shit, and it had me chuckle when he fucking... I forgot what he said, but he said something that was kind of gangsta. But, you know, I'm not going to hate on Mark Hamill. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hate.
Mark Hamill's the goat, but that movie was... I want to say it was trash, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was. It's not Chucky.
It had some cool shit, but yeah, it's not Chucky.
It's not Chucky. Chucky is Chucky, and Chucky will always be Chucky. Seth Rogen for Chucky, I will fucking murder somebody. If I see,
it's just that laugh or
I don't got it. I can't do the laugh. Fuck that laugh. You didn't smoke me with my wife, and we're not gonna have kids.
Improvenance, motherfucker.
Isn't Brad Dourif? Isn't his daughter also in the Chucky movies and series?
She's in the last two movies and the series.
Right, because that's the body that he ended up in.
One of them.
Yeah. So, whatever.
That's what the cult of Chucky was about.
It was crazy because she looks just like him, but...
And for her, there's even the thing when they do the flashbacks... on Chucky, it's her dressed as her dad.
That's fucking
does a damn good job.
That's fucking cool. That's cool. That's real cool. That's real cool. I'll give it to them. I'll give it to them, damn it. All right, there you go. Take it away again. Or should I do it? I'll take it away again. Michael Douglas says he wanted Hank Pym to die in explosive fashion in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. With all these great special effects, there's got to be some fantastic way where I can shrink to ant size and explode.
That would be epic. I'm so tiny.
You don't even, it doesn't even become a big pop. It's just, just.
Like, what was that? I don't know.
It's okay. There's still the big Avenger movie. He could die there.
You suck him up in the vacuum.
What's with these actors that just want to die? It's like, all right, I guess you don't want to do it anymore, right?
You know when that contract comes to you, don't sign the motherfucker.
That says like, I don't want to be in it. And then they just have to write you off somewhere. No, I think that they'll be in breach of a contract if they're like, all right, well, probably have to pay a fee or some shit. I don't know.
Well, if they don't sign it, they're not in breach of contract.
No, I'm pretty sure he's like signed on into multiple movies, you know?
Like, if he did a contract like that, yeah, he's stuck.
Yeah. Most people who do the MCU are contracted for multiple movies and shit. So he's stuck.
Same thing. See, if you ever work with Disney, Disney basically owns you for life. Look at Kurt Russell.
You're making money. You know, why are we complaining? You're making money. Disney. Let's make some TV shows. I'll fucking work with you guys for life.
With Kurt Russell.
And his son.
Yes. That looks just like him.
Yes.
Except for the mullet.
The only person who can pull off a mullet is Kurt Russell.
Oh, or shit. The Mexican guy from Boondock Saints too.
Who ordered the whoop ass fajitas?
Shut up. Romeo's crying.
Oh shit. All right.
Ding dong, motherfucker.
Ding dong. Bloody right, or whatever they said and shit. It's
fucking A right.
You're fucking A. You can take it away with Tarantino.
Me. We're back in from IGN. Tarantino abandons the movie critics, still deciding on his final film. Tarantino will reportedly be going back to the drawing board to decide what his final movie will be, leaving the movie critic alongside his numerous other ideas that never came to fruition, like his fucking Star Trek movie.
I knew this motherfucker wasn't going to have a final film.
I knew he wasn't going to have a Star Wars movie or Star Trek movie.
This guy, like, when you're a filmmaker, you don't have a final film. You know when your final film? Whatever you made before you died. That's your final film. Tarantino's going to keep making movies until he fucking dies. The movie
Clint Eastwood looks like the Crypt Keeper. He's still making movies.
He's still out there fucking winning Oscars and shit.
Yeah, I'm the director.
The only reason Clint hasn't been making a movie because He felt like he should let other people win Oscars.
Because he's so good at what he does.
That motherfucker once made a movie on World War II on both the American and the Japanese side.
Oh, shit.
He did.
That's what's up.
And I didn't even know that until, like, way later. I was like, wait, he made a movie on both sides?
This is a cheap stab. But his last movie should just be called Feet.
At first, I was lost because I was like, why should Clint Eastwood's last movie be called Feet? But then I understood we're talking about Tarantino here.
Yes.
Tarantino should make a movie based on all the bad shit that happened in Nickelodeon with Homeboy because... it involved a lot of feet. So,
I didn't watch all that documentary. So there's a lot of shit I'm probably missing.
Yeah. But
I was like,
that one chick
fucking with kids. I was just kind of like, I'm good. I don't need to watch the rest of this.
That one chick from all that. What was her name? Christine Johnson, I think. She played like Ross Perot back then. I don't know if you remember
that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's...
Can I finish?
She's gorgeous now.
Oh, really?
Gorgeous.
Katrina Johnson.
She grew up very well.
I'll look into that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm not in movies and shit. And I'm broke as fuck, but you want to go get some coffee? You buy it though, right?
All right, let's see if I can do this. Sorry, guys. Nothing pops up on the screen. Wait, what's this? Oh, it's still stuck on that. That's why. Anyways, when asked which controversy from his films caught him off guard the most, director Zack Snyder replied, the Martha scene from Batman vs. Superman is likely the one.
I don't get the hate on that. I was like, I thought that was a really cool connection to show, like, Batman, that Superman is like, yeah, he may be an alien, but he's like a human at heart, and he's got a family.
I didn't make the connection until that happened, where I was like, holy shit, both their moms are called Martha.
Why did you say that?
It makes fucking sense. A lot of people are like, what the fuck? Why would that? Like, you don't understand. First of all, Batman is psychologically fucked up. He saw his parents get killed, okay? His mother's called Martha. He's still traumatized by that shit. He's almost about to fucking take out Superman. And Superman says, save Martha. And he's like, what? Why you say my mom's name? You know, why you say that name and shit? And he's like, my mom, Martha, save her. And he's like, oh, shit. Maybe I am the bad guy. And then Ben Affleck went back to the Daredevil movie. He's like, I'm not the bad guy. Remember that?
Exactly.
I'm not the bad guy. Then he went to the fucking rooftop of the corner. He was still there like, I'm not the bad guy.
You got to think, too, of like how obsessed he was with killing Superman, because he thought he's the one that destroyed Metropolis and killed all those people. So he makes this suit that makes them like basically indestructible. He makes kryptonite and lead grenades, and just proceeds to beat the shit out of Superman. And he totally could have killed him if he hadn't have been like, yo, this dude's got a mom too, and they have the same names. That's cool. You want to go to Hooters?
He just snapped out of it like the Green Ranger and Power Rangers. Tommy, you got to snap out of it. You're right.
I forgot about that.
You see, when you break it down, people, the movies are genius, but, you know, a lot of people don't get it, so it's whatever.
If you did this thing called reading the source material, you'll get it.
You'll get it. But will you get this new Heinz barbecue sauce that's Barbie-inspired? Barbecue. That's brilliant. I want it.
I'm going to wait in line 7 a.m. as soon as they open the door. Bitch, you got classic barbecue?
Bruh, all I had to read was barbecue, and I'm in. Like, this doesn't even need a title. Like, all this shit that's saying here, how about Mattel's partnering condiment company Heinz to bring barbecue, blah, blah, blah. You didn't have to say none of that. All you had to do was put that there and just put barbecue sauce. And I'm like, I'm in.
And for you listeners, that's barbecue as in Barbie. And it's pink. It's a pink barbecue sauce from Heinz.
Fucking brilliant. I'm using it
like Pepto, and I'm gonna eat it.
I'm gonna use it for shit that you wouldn't use it for.
Exactly. I put that shit on pizza. Why's your pizza all pink? Don't worry about it. Stay the fuck out of my business.
Then you're gonna get mad. It's like, who the fuck ate the last of my barbecue?
In the bathroom, like, hey, where's my barbecue?
I'm gonna go to fucking Costco and buy a whole box of this shit.
It's like a 55-gallon drum barbecue.
What the extreme over here saying he hating on some shit. All that happened was white Hollywood post-Barbie movie is just ripping off the pink sauce that one lady got rich off on social media a few years ago. See this guy over here always bitching about some shit, saying that the white man taking down. Are you ever happy, the extreme?
You don't know who, like, signed up for this.
And you know what? Also, that person should have made barbecue. They fucked up.
Barbecue. They fucked up. I'm getting this day one. I'm not lying.
don't tread on our dreams.
It's mayo and barbecue sauce.
It's mayo barbecue sauce.
I'm putting this shit on some tuna and getting my stomach pumped.
New shit's gonna be created with this. Day one. Why is this blurry?
I got this. From Unalad, woman wills man's dead body into bank to try and sign a loan for her, saying he's her uncle. Police have learned more, including that the man was dead for hours.
Ew.
Is this weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah.
This is
with that little smirk on his face the whole time.
This is fucked up.
If she didn't kill him, all they're going to do is charge her for, like, mishandling a body.
Is she going to do time for that?
Probably.
Is this Florida? Sounds like a Florida thing.
This has to be Florida.
It sounds like a Florida thing.
Look at all these people. That's Florida.
Did nobody smell the body?
Flicking off maggots and shit. No, he's my uncle.
I'd be like, look, sorry, ma'am. We can't give you the money because he's dead. But I happen to have this new Heinz barbecue sauce you could take home. This shit's fire.
You're at work and shit. And you're at lunch and everybody's all quiet. And you just pull out this big ass bottle of barbecue sauce.
Where you get that from? Don't ask. No questions. But one question that was asked to a lot of IGN fans is, what is their... the best Zack Snyder movie? And drum roll, can you guess what IGN fans voted as Zack Snyder's best movie?
The shit with the owl.
No, but it should be there.
It should be.
300. Zack Snyder's 300 is his best movie, voted by the IGN people or IGN fans as the best movie. The worst movie was The New Rebel Moon Part 1. That fucked
but
up.
It's not bad.
It's not, but you know, whatever, man. You know, it is what it is. Later on, people will be like, hey, you know what? It wasn't that bad.
I think this is his most popular movie because it especially, like, you know, resonates with dude bros that work out all the time. But like, again, most people don't know the source material, especially the true actual events. That's why there's a second movie to show the Navy that the Spartans had.
I mean, people love this one, you know?
Yeah, it's dope.
Rebel Moon was just
is it his best movie? I think Man of Steel is his best movie.
Man of Steel is fucking fantastic.
Chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm. That's why the new X-Men episode paid homage to Man of Steel.
That's what's up.
Yeah. It was dope. It was with Storm flying. And from, like, the right off the bat, I was like, hold on. This looks like Man of Steel. And then she flew next to the horses, and then she flew over the water. And I was like, this fucking Man of Steel. And then I saw something that was like, yeah, they in the Man of Steel inspired... you know, Storm's flight in the newest X-Men 97 episode. I'm like, ha! Caught it.
That's so cool.
Fucking caught it. And you know what else we caught? All these screenshots, ladies and gentlemen. We went through all this stuff. It was great. I love the new setup. Good. A big, big congratulations to Hammer of Venus, who set up this whole new layout with the new screenshot, the news intro, and that. I apologize for my fucking screen not popping up anymore. It just got tired of me. It said, fuck it, just show up over here and be lame. And that's what happened. I had to show up and just be lame.
That's an amped-up-ass audience.
They loved it. They loved it. They loved your shit. Thank you guys for being here. This has been the Machine Room Podcast. I feel like all of our, you know, they have those critic scores and audience's score. Our audience score is really great, but that critic score is bad, and it's all Scooby.
Scooby's just like,
terrible. This is a terrible show. I never watch, never recommend this.
And that's okay, because you know what? Everybody needs a critic. Scooby, you keep criticizing us so we can be better.
Yo, somebody I know said, oh, it's just two people looking at their social media feed. I was like, I'm going to cut you. It's not that at all.
But what if it is? I mean, isn't that life? Is that what you do with your friends or significant others? Just two people hanging out, looking at their social media feed, be like, oh, do you see this? Do you see that? Do you see this?
Bro, did you see this TikTok? I'm going to send it to you.
Exactly. I'm going to send you this TikTok. It's all good. What is this? Something that won't show up.
Nice.
It won't show up for me.
It's you with a bottle of barbecue sauce.
Yeah, but why won't it fucking show up?
That's amazing.
Show up, bitch. There it is.
There it is.
I love how I'm so... Actually, I would wear this shirt. I'm not even...
Okay, wait, is that an R or a B?
I don't know, but Hello Kitty's on it, and I like the colors. I'll wear it. I don't know why Hello Kitty's on there. But
it don't fucking matter.
It don't fucking matter. I'll wear it. Thank you guys for being here. I'm Nastrad. I was about to say, I'm Hammer Venus. That's Nastradamus. No. I'm Nastradamus. That's Hammer Venus. This has been the Machine Room Podcast, and we'll catch you next week when we will continue to screenshot the news. And hopefully, this works out better.
Mulligan.
We can't get a break, like, doesn't matter. Something always gotta fuck up, and I don't know why. And all I'm trying to do is make a fucking podcast where Scooby is fucking 100% happy.
I don't think that's ever gonna happen. If we do, that's our last episode.
I think Scooby's just saving the perfect podcast for himself.
Be a guest.